Welcome to Quickies.
You're listening to In.com's Quickies. I'm Karan, here to punch your ticket and get you a seat aboard this gossip train. So go on then, grab that seat. The release of Salman Khan's Bharat is less than a month away, and in order to bring alive, you'll get that reference in the next few seconds, in order to bring alive their promotional campaign for the movie, the makers have released its fourth song, Zinda. Zinda is basically a combination of all the other songs of the film sprinkled with moments of romance and action. And interestingly, Ali Abbas Zafar, you know, the director of the film, has also made his debut as a lyricist and a composer with this song. Well, will you look at all that talent oozing out of the man. Director and now music composer and lyricist too. Not bad for a day's work, eh? Or more appropriately, a movie's work. Apparently, the song was originally a poem written by him while scripting the film, and it was composed keeping Vishal Dadlani's voice in mind, since it's, you know, powerful and grungy. You can either watch the music video on in.com or YouTube, or wait for the movie to release on June 5th and catch it there. Shah Rukh Khan has certainly attained superstardom in India as well as a lot of other places where people know about him. And now it looks like his reach is just going to increase after he appeared as a guest on Netflix talk show My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman. The episode with SRK was shot on May 16th in New York. Oh, and there was a live audience present too. The famous Khan took to Twitter after to share a picture of him with Letterman. Letterman, who's grown his beard out nicely, looks quite like Santa Claus with that paternal, kind smile and the twinkle in his eye. Shah Rukh Khan, on the other hand, looks like one of his elves who's just been given Employee of the Month status and a new suit to go with. And being Indian, he'd probably be the elf that does Santa's taxes. Hence the Employee of the Month award, because you know how important taxes are. Wouldn't want the taxman visiting the North Pole now, would we? That would be a recipe for disaster. In his post on Twitter, Shah Rukh Khan joked about how Letterman is the abominable snowman and how he comes before Batman and Spider-Man. Well, careful Shah Rukh Khan, or Letterman will put you on his bad boy list this year and you won't get any presents. If you're a WWE fan and have religiously followed the whole list of male and female wrestlers, there's some heartbreaking news in store for you. Former WWE diva Ashley Massaro passed away on Thursday at the age of 39. Massaro was taken from her home in Long Island, New York to a local hospital where she died early Thursday morning. The cause of her untimely death has not yet been shared with the public, but the cause was non-criminal, so you can't rule out any foul play being involved. The saddest part of this news is that she had recently announced her return to the ring. She had put up a post on Twitter on March 21st talking about how she was pumped to get back and see how many miles she had left in those old boots of hers. Unfortunately, it looks like that wasn't meant to be. Rest in peace, Ashley Massaro. If you're having issues pronouncing the word Khan from Cannes Film Festival and, you know, you just can't seem to get it right, then looks like you have company. Cannes is a city in France and is most famously known for its prestigious Cannes Film Festival. And if it wasn't for that festival, I don't think any of us would know how to pronounce the city's name. Anisha Padukone, golfer sister of Bollywood actress Deepika Padukone, reiterates this, and she took to microblogging site Twitter to share a funny post saying that it's that time of the year when she has to Google how to pronounce Khan. But when you have a fancy sister who just slew the red carpet at the festival on Thursday, posts like that aren't going to slide without being noticed. Responding to her little sister's post in the most adorable sisterly fashion, Deepika Padukone said, "Come with me, Smalley, I'll teach you," with a whole bunch of kissy faces following that. Gosh, you gotta love the cute sisterly vibes and social media bonding. As big and glamorous and showy as Bollywood is, the stars still make an effort to stay as a tight-knit group and show support for one another, and especially for the veterans of the industry. Veteran actor Rishi Kapoor has been in the US since September 2018, undergoing treatment for cancer. And if you think he's been there all alone, think again. Not only has his wife Neetu Kapoor stood by him throughout, but half of the Bollywood film fraternity has been constantly showering him with support. He's now been visited by a number of actors from Bollywood, including Anupam Kher and Deepika Padukone, and the latest in that list is Shah Rukh Khan. SRK was in New York for his appearance on a Netflix talk show with David Letterman, and decided to look up Rishi Kapoor while he was in the city. Rishi's wife Neetu put up a picture of all three of them on her Instagram account with a caption containing heavy praise for Shah Rukh Khan and how he's such a genuine and real human being. Well, being as big a star as he is, it is a pretty sweet gesture for him to take the time out to meet Rishi.
The Quickies on In.com.